The Dáil returns from its summer break tomorrow week. In the meantime, the political parties are gathering to finalise their lines of attack and work on policies amid the worsening cost of living crisis. The first of the party think-ins takes place today when the Social Democrats meets. Joining us now is the party's co-leader, Róisín Shortall. Róisín, welcome to Morning Ireland. You're going to be discussing the energy crisis today. If you were in government, what specific measures would you take to tackle it?
Good morning, David. Yes, energy is one of the three issues we're discussing today. We're also discussing the cost of living and the ongoing housing crisis. And we'll have expert speakers in on each of those. Vincent DePaul, Paul Dean from UCC, and Andrew Daly from Clwyth Housing. So in relation to the energy crisis, obviously this is a huge crisis facing the country here, but also, you know, facing the world and in Europe in particular. And what it's quite clear that the energy market is broken, and what is required in circumstances like that is very significant intervention by government, and that needs to happen quickly. We're playing catch up to some extent. Other Europeans are European countries are ahead of us, and you know there's a range of measures needed. There are various instruments that can be used to address this. None of them are simple. It's not a straightforward question, there will be developments at European level. They could be slow, but within this country, the priority has to be to protect families and to protect businesses and jobs.
What specific measures would you introduce?
So I think there needs to be definitely work in relation to the energy companies, and some of them are making extraordinary profits. And there needs to be that measure needs to be implemented, in my view. But the developments at European level may impact on that. So we'll see what's going to be proposed at European level at the end
of
the week.
What else would you do?
But the other thing I think that is really important to do is that there are direct transfers to families and low-income families, low- and middle-income families in particular, but also to businesses.
So changes in social welfare?
What I think is needed is the same kind of approach that was taken during COVID, where the state intervenes very deeply in what's happening in the economy in order to protect people, to protect families, protect their standard of living, and also to protect businesses. So I think we need to look at how we can assist people directly with their soaring energy bills. And that means, you know, transfers to people. And I think, you know, probably the most effective way of doing that is direct financial transfers to individuals and to families and to businesses.
And the government has done quite a lot of that already. It says it's allocated already $2 billion to the energy crisis. It's reduced the excise on petrol and diesel. It's reduced VAT. And it has given €200 to energy bills already.
Yes, absolutely. But more needs to be done, because we're seeing energy prices increasing almost, you know, by the week. And people are falling very far behind.
All right.
I mean, this is on top of a whole lot of issues in relation to cost of living that people are facing, in relation to housing, food prices going up, energy prices going up. You know,
on housing,
so it's a combination.
What specific measures would you introduce if you were in government tomorrow?
Specifically, I believe the government should be setting out to drive down the cost of housing. They're not doing that at the moment.
How would
and
you do it?
Like, they have promised affordable housing. There wasn't a single affordable house built last year. This year to date, there's been a mere 38 houses built. The whole area of cost rental, progress has been very slow on that. So we know that it's possible to build three-bedroom energy-efficient houses for about 300,000. The difficulty is that this government and the last government have left housing entirely to the market. So it's been taken over by investment funds. We know that there are very few actual houses being built. It's certainly in the Dublin area, it's nearly all apartments, and they're built to rent apartments. So it's not even possible to buy an apartment in the Dublin area.
All right.
And so, you know, we shouldn't be giving over housing policy to investment funds. Government should be taking responsibility for doing that and ensuring that there's an adequate supply of affordable housing for people.
All right. Just finally, opinion polls are consistently showing Sinn Féin as the party with the most support. Is that a party you'd be prepared to go into government with after a general election?
Look, we're not ruling out any party. We want to implement...
Including Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. You're not ruling them out either?
Well, look, it would be difficult, I think, to work with Fine Gael given their track record over the last 11 years. But we're not, you know, setting down any red lines at this point in relation to what parties we would work with. We want to implement social democratic policies in order to ensure that people, everybody has a decent standard of living, and that that's based on good quality public services and people having access to public services so everybody can have a decent life.
And
if other parties are prepared to work in relation on those policies and implement those policies, well, then we will work with them.
Finally, and very briefly, there are three smaller parties on the left in the Dáil, yourselves, People Before Profit and Labour. Combined, you've 18 seats. Why not merge and become stronger?
Because we're three different parties, and I think certainly from the point of view of the Social Democrats, we're growing. We're a new party, and we are ambitious for the party because we're ambitious for Ireland. And we're putting a lot of time and energy into building the party around the country, and we would hope to have candidates for the Social Democrats available for people to vote for in the next election in most constituencies. So we're in a growth phase. We're about the future, and I think... That's the priority for us, to build the party.
Róisín Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats, thanks very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. It's 9 minutes to 8.